I used to know Ray Franz.
Well, I used to live up the hall from Fred Franz, and we hung out all the time.
My family knew Charles Taz Russell, the founding father.
And I used to sit at the feet of Jesus. Well, hell, I am Jesus, and I'm here for my second coming.
You're listening to The Critical Thought, where we challenge our listeners to use critical thinking when examining the teachings of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Hi, this is Lady C. Welcome to another episode of The Critical Thought. I know, my opening was stretching it a bit, but I thought I'd have a little fun with that one. But I'm sure you have seen people with those same type of attitudes in the organization before. They feel like they are serving at the right hand of God. In fact, those people are always practicing one-upmanship, which is the technique of gaining a feeling of superiority over another person. And it happens all the time in the organization. It's part of the culture because people want to be liked. People want to show their allegiance. They want to show their connection to someone who's doing something in the higher realm of the Watchtower organization. It's amazing when you sit back and look at it. And if they didn't have adequate Watchtower credentials, they always tried to connect themselves to those that did. Either they knew somebody that worked at Bethel, or a friend knew a member of the governing body, or even a family member was someone that was considered important in the organization. And some of these individuals may have felt that having these type of connections would make them more likable by the friends in their congregation or to those that they came into contact with, especially if they didn't possess a title of importance themselves. You know, I can't think of one person that didn't want to be part of the clique or in the in crowd. Who doesn't want to feel a sense of belonging and maintain good, healthy relationships in the congregation? After all, this religion does tout itself as being the only way to God, and they make claims that they are identified by the love that they show. But most people in the congregation that have trouble maintaining and living up to the Watchtower's rules and keeping pace going door to door don't feel a real connection to their brothers and sisters if they are not able to keep up with the Watchtower standards of pioneering or striving to reach for positions of ministerial servant and elder. It is most difficult. And people judge each other all the time in the organization. And I found it to be quite interesting how people would think they knew your circumstances and they would think that you should be doing more. And that is the kind of culture that the organization breeds because it puts out these guidelines and basically says, if you love God, you will go out and warn the wicked. You will go door to door. You will help people to see a need to make the truth their own, they would say. And so for those individuals in the congregation not doing that, they really felt like they couldn't do more. They didn't feel like they fit in to this organization. And they were like on the outside looking in. And it's very sad that people would have to measure their love for God based on how many watchtowers they sell or how many doors they knock on. What I vividly remember about being one of Jehovah's Witnesses is that people always looked at others with a cloud of suspicion if you weren't trying to do more in the organization. You were always considered not spiritual if you did not regularly go out in field service. We always had to keep our other obligations in life on the back burner and focus solely on the agenda prescribed by the Watchtower. No one cares that our children have to get their education and in order to have a healthy, functioning mind to be able to thrive in society, we never realized that, you know, allowing our children to participate in extracurricular activities amongst their peers would help them to do that. But they couldn't do that because the society feels like a jilted lover and they don't want to share you with anybody else. They want you to be solely in their care, and they're afraid that if you have any contact with anyone outside of the organization, that that person can somehow steer you away from the organization. So in my estimation, the society acts like a jilted lover when they see you having anything to do with other people outside of the Jehovah's Witness organization. And one final thought I'd like to add is the fact that whenever members in the congregation are doing all of the right things in the eyes of the Watchtower in terms of, you know, pioneering and all these type of things, they always put those individuals on the program at the assemblies. And they march them out onto the platform as an example to everyone else in the congregation or in their circuit. And it's interesting how whenever I have a conversation with Jehovah's Witnesses now, and they're trying to defend the organization and tell me that I'm wrong, that the society does allow them to do what they want, to make their own decisions, to be their own person, and all of that, I turn the tables and I ask them, will the society, will the brothers in the congregation take those same individuals and put them on the assembly program for them to stand out and tell the audience that they're doing their own thing and they're enjoying doing things aside from the organization and what they're telling them to do? And guess what? They can't answer that, because that is not how the culture of the Jehovah's Witnesses work. Everyone knows that. Everyone. So I just say this. Don't get it twisted. There is a prescription for the Jehovah's Witnesses to follow. For those of you who are following that prescription, you are celebrated. You are looked upon as good examples to individuals in the congregation. And for those of you who don't follow that prescription, you are looked at as being unspiritual. And not only that, but you're also looked at and marked by other people in the congregation as individuals that others might not want to be associating with. And it's a real tragedy, because here this organization takes you away from all of your family and friends and puts you over here in this group and tells you that you can't hang around these other people. And yet, in the organization, there's a standard that you must meet in order to have friends within your newfound organization. And I think that's sad. I think it's just tragic for people to have to live like that. So mainly, basically what I'm saying is the Watchtower creates this culture that people constantly feel this need to show their connection to someone who is important in the organization, whether it be themselves, a family member, a friend, or anything. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to be more likable, because they want people to accept them in the organization. So the critical thinking question is, why do we have to show so much allegiance to the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society in order for other members in the congregation to draw close to us and want to include us in their inner circle? It's an amazing thing when you think about it. This has been Lady C with a critical thought.
This program was sponsored by Critical Thinkers.